Well, we have to kind of take the pulse of where you are in terms of this issue of anthracyclines that this paper brings up. And Dan already commented, George, that, quote, he tends to use anthracyclines with high risk and TCH with low risk. How are you approaching it right now?
I certainly use a lot more TCH now than I did a couple years ago. The honest truth is we may never know the answer to this question because the one study that was looking at the question was not powered to look at TCH versus ACTH. I mean, it was powered to compare both of those arms to a non-trastuzumab arm. So I think where there's no data, everyone's right.
Tell me about the last patient you gave an anthracycline to with a HER2-positive tumor.
That's probably been a good year or so.
A year? Wow. Mm-hmm.
Those data have changed twice in presentations, too, and have not been peer-reviewed, published. It would be nice to see what looks like a more stable data set.
You know, I don't know that anyone around this table waited for a peer-reviewed publication to start using adjuvant trastuzumab.
No, I haven't either, but I'm saying, but the first time they showed this CTH or whatever we want to call
and
it.
And the first time it was showed, it was immature data, and the second time it was pretty mature data.
I mean, I don't disagree. There is some concern, though, it might be slightly inferior, which is why I still stick with the AC followed by TH and
How about you, Andy? What situations are you using anthracycline?
You know, I think for the reasons that George says he is using TCH more, the same reasons I've rarely chosen to use it. And that is, right, it wasn't a powered planned analysis. It's one trial, not multiple trials. Most of us began using trastuzumab on May 18th, 2005, that Monday morning, based on three large trials, all sharing a common theme. And I think the driving factor about cardiac toxicity is one that is really driven by what are, I think, largely reversible events, not deaths. If you look at the number of cardiac deaths compared to the number of women who are dying of HER2-positive breast cancer, certainly the latter is much more formidable than the former. So for me, TCH represents an option for carefully selected patients where I really am concerned about their cardiac function at baseline and perhaps even the lower risk.